those dinner parties at Just Sail. Yeah, the food was great, the table, and the music, and the wine, but truthfully, when you really parse it out, it was how everyone talked to each other. Well, with that in mind, we've asked humorist and writer Henry Alford to help us strategize about what and why and how to make the conversation flow this holiday season. Henry is the author of Would It Kill You to Stop Doing That? And he joins us today from New York. Henry, it's your annual visit. Welcome back.
It's true. Hello, hello.
So, okay. Everybody deals with this. You've got the family sitting around the table or friends. How do you get a conversation started?
It feels so geeky to have, you know, pre-thought of conversational prompts, but why not do it? You know, it's a terrific way to get people talking. A question that I love to ask someone whenever I reach a conversational impasse is, what do you wish you were doing more of in your life?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It sort of puts aside the, and what do you do for a living kind of thing?
Exactly. And essentially, you're looking for questions that are, you know, personal, but not potentially humiliating. You know, there's a long history of these kinds of conversational prompts. Someone like Nora Ephron used to go around the table whenever she had a dinner party, and she would say, describe your childhood home.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And again, can lead in a lot of different directions.
Exactly.
In terms of getting to know each other.
Right. And I think what you're trying to avoid is something like, to use another example, is Bob Fosse used to ask people, if this were the last day of your life, what would you say?
Oh, that would, no, no.
Yeah,
oh,
we,
no.
We don't really want to hear the answer to that.
No, we don't. This is great. Some other thoughts?
So you could ask, what was the most helpful invention of the past 100 years, and what was the most destructive invention?
So for you, what's some of the best conversations you've ever been in the midst of, and how did they come about?
Well, that thing about what do you wish you were doing more of in your life, that has led to a couple of really terrific ones for me. The other thing that really helps me is before I go to a family gathering, I will turn to my boyfriend, who has much better institutional memory, and I will say, where does my nephew go to college? Because I can't remember. Half the challenge of the holidays 2016 is negotiating this slippery slope of political imbalances that you may have amongst your group. The other half of it, though, is build your community. Love your people. Love them harder than you've ever loved them before. And that starts with knowing that your nephew is 30 years old and graduated from Tulane 7 years ago.
How's your senior year?
Exactly.
He looks awfully mature, but I think he's still... that's a really good point, because one of the things that I don't think we think about, and maybe this is crass, tell me what you think. When I know I'm going to be in a social situation, maybe it's business or whatever, with people I really don't know, I look them up.
Beforehand, Googling. I think that's totally allowable. I love it. And yeah, and you know about that lawsuit that you don't want to bring up.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Absolutely. I think you don't want to Google someone before you go on a date with them. But I think any kind of business meeting or even, a family gathering where someone's bringing a new person, why not?
I'm going to flip the tables here. When you're the new person, and, you don't really know anybody. You're either at a family gathering, you're at one of those holiday parties, where you look around the room and there's nobody that you know. And it's bad. But sitting at the table is the hardest part. What do you do? How do you kind of integrate yourself? How do you get maybe the ball rolling too?
Well, you got to pipe up. And I think a really time-honored thing is to self-deprecate somehow, just to let people know that, you are vulnerable and flawed just like everyone else, and therefore please don't be scared by the fact that you don't know anything about me.
That's a really great idea, and I don't think we think about that. I think the instinct is to let people know, you know, I'm this person, as opposed to taking that slightly, just stepping that to the side.
Exactly.
Henry, great advice. Thank you. And have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks so much, Lynn.
Henry Alford is the author of Would It Kill You to Stop Doing That? Now, you can find a quick list of some of Henry's conversation starters on the website, splendidtable.org.